Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studios.
This is Bump and Stacy
on Seattle Sports Station.
Powered by Kitsap Credit Union. Streaming through the Seattle Sports app and at seattlesports.com.
Now, here are your hosts, Michael Bumpus and Stacy Rost.
Here we go now.
All right, we asked you guys, what's this weekend, what's this moment mean to you as a Mariners fan? Now, Bump and I have been talking about it all day. Curtis has been talking about it. You guys are tired of hearing from us. We want to hear from you. What's it mean to you? So, let's go ahead and get started with your calls. If you want to, by the way, call in, you can, 866-979-3776. Let's go to Corey in Puyallup on line one. Corey, what's this moment mean to you? What are you feeling?
How you guys doing? I can already feel the tears building up, to be honest. It's going to be huge, man. I don't even know how to describe this. I'm going to cry my eyes out. I'm 29 years old. I was like 3, 4. I didn't really get to see much. So this is going to be amazing. I mean, I've been waiting my whole life for this.
You got a jersey you're wearing? What shirt, what hat? Tell me what you're going to be wearing.
I've been wearing my Ichiro shirt from back when got him at a little handout. I've been wearing every day under my work shirt for the nice. Good luck. And then, you know, I'm going to go with the Felix jersey tonight. I feel like Felix should be, if we get a playoff home game, I feel like Felix should be out there throwing out the first pitch, no doubt.
Now, Corey, I think a lot of people are going to agree with you on that one. Thanks for calling in, man. Have fun watching the game tonight. And yeah, I'm going to be crying right alongside you. Let's go to line two, Sid in the Tri-Cities. Sid on line two, what's this moment mean to you? How are you feeling, man? Walk me through your feelings.
Okay, so my two boys are 21 and 22, and they haven't been a part of this because they didn't want to watch them. They didn't want to do it because they were losing all the time, and I did everything to drag them into it. And this year, they're in. They are so in, and every pitch we go back and forth. If we're not together, we text, and it's been something I've been trying to get them into forever, and they're addicted. They're beyond me now, you know, so it's a really special thing for me and my brothers and my family. And my brothers, this is real quick, I'll tell you this, I after the Father's Day game, I sent a text out to my brothers and to a few other friends, close friends, and I said, I'm done, I'm over. It was the Father's Day game when they played the Angels. I said, I'm done, I'm out, no more, take me off the text, I'm done. And so they send me that. They send me that every day. I've woke up since then, since a 14 game streak. So I'm proud to be. I'm so happy to be a part of it. I'm back in though. They took me back.
Here's the real question: did you ask to get back in the group chat?
That's the thing. Did you have to do the walk of shame back into the chat, Sid, or did they leave you on it?
No, they took. I took off of it, and then like 8 games into the streak, I'm like, hey, what do you think? And they put me back in it, but they send me the screenshot every day. So,
Sid, yeah. Where are you guys watching? You're watching with your two sons, just 22 and 21, so this is new for them. One of them born during the drought, the other the same age as the drought, really. So are you guys watching at the park? Yeah. Are you watching from home? What's going on?
We never went to any games together this whole year. This year we went to 3 games in Seattle together, and it's just been magical. They are beyond me. They've taken it to another level. They got the jerseys, the hats, and it's pretty cool. So I'm trying to get my Mason friends. I'm a Mason. I try to get my Mason friends into it, but they're kind of steered away from it. But I'm trying to get everybody involved. I love it.
All right. Well, have fun tonight. I love that you guys are all watching together, and I love that they finally came around, Sid, and that they maybe were into it enough to keep you in the group chat. That's the most important thing. You stuck around in the group chat. Have fun tonight. All right, let's go to line three. Let's go to Dylan in Port Townsend to find out how he's feeling, what this moment means to him. Dylan, you're on.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Pretty excited. My brother and I are going to the game tonight, kind of hoping for Baltimore to pull out a victory so we get to celebrate on the field and at the park. Really stoked. We've been fans for forever. My brother and I went to the 2001 All-Star game, and man, he was like 4 years old. I was 6. I have barely a memory of that, but really excited to see what's going on now.
Any pregame rituals, something you do to help this team to victory?
Oh man. Yeah, probably just, get to the game, hope that the ferry's not late coming over.
Oof.
And yeah, It's not been too bad, though. Excited to get out there. I'll have my Brett Boone jersey on and really excited for it.
All right, Dylan, have fun tonight. Get to that ferry on time, man. Maybe get there a little early. Be careful. All right, let's go to Martin in Shoreline on line four. Martin, how are you feeling? What's this moment mean to you right now?
Oh, man. So I've been a diehard Bears fan since probably as soon as we traded Greg Perkle. And I was like, yeah, I'm fully on board with this team because they're making the right moves. My dad had season tickets since I was a kid. I'm going with him and a girl I've been dating for about 2 months. I was just telling the guy who I called when I first got on that, you know, things are going in the right direction. And she's a new Mariners fan because I don't stop talking about them. And I was like, if we win tonight, we're going to celebrate because this is a long time coming. And, you know, I'm going full on. I'm wearing Griffey shoes. I'm wearing a Rich Amaral hat. I'm wearing a Jerry DePoto socks. I'm going full. I have a lot of custom made items made. I'm wearing a Pete O'Brien, you know, thong. I mean, I'm just going to do it all. Baseball's my favorite sport. I played Little League. I wanted to go pro. I don't think I was tall enough. You know, I'm 46 now, but I think the Mariners have all the right pieces. I think, you know, every time I go to the game, I scream, I sing the national anthem, I scream the seventh inning stretch, I sing it like I'm on American Idol. I'm hoping that, like, Ray Jackson's going to be sitting behind me and tell me, yeah, you're going to Hollywood, dog. And I'm just like, I don't know, baseball's always been that sport that's like, you go to the game and there's camaraderie between every stranger. Like, there's a concession guy, he came up through our stands last homestand, and he screamed really loud. He goes, "Who wants a wiener?" And everybody laughed because we were like, "That's so funny." And it was like, we're all strangers. We all just like laugh together. It's like, that's what baseball is. It's like bringing people from all walks of life to have a good time. And the Mariners, this team, after Mitch Haniger wrote that article last season, I was like, I don't know. I cried right when that article. I was by myself, which was sad, but I got so inspired because I was like, this team has all the right pieces. DePoto has built like a franchise that's ready to contend. And it's like, now when I play MLB The Show, I want to be the Mariners. There was a time when I was like, I don't want to be the Mariners. Like, oh, I want to be Luis Soho. Yeah, kill me now. But like now, I like want to be Luis Torrens. I want to be Dylan Moore. I want to be Sam Haggerty. I want to be friends with Sam Haggerty. Do you guys have his phone number or his PIN number? That guy's like the heart and soul of the team.
PIN number.
I'm sorry, I'm panicking. It's my first time on air, but every time the Mariners get mentioned, I can't shut up because I bleed. I have CS Rise tattooed on my lower back, and my girlfriend, she's not my girlfriend. Hopefully she's my girlfriend after tonight, but if we win, I might propose. I don't know. I love baseball.
All right. I'm going to let you go.
Sorry.
No. You've crushed it. You've knocked it out of the park. I think maybe my favorite part was you deciding she is your girlfriend and you guys do have those feelings and it is strong enough. I mean, I love that part of it too, but have fun tonight, man. That's the kind of energy this team needs. All right. Let's get to Aaron in Tacoma, line five. Aaron, what's this moment mean to you?
Oh, man, so much. Let me tell you what. I was born in 1989, right? So in 91, when the M's finished their first ever season over 500, my dad, he put together a book of newspaper clippings with season highlights and a three-ring one-inch binder. Now, look, I don't remember a single one of the games of that season, right? But I remember that binder, right? It includes the ones we've gilded, Griffey, Buehner, Edgar, Randy. But for me, man, it's the bit players seared in my memory, right? Pete O'Brien, Henry Cotto, Mike Schooler, Bill Swift. My first cat was named Omar after Omar Vizquel. Right now, here I am, 31 years after that first 500 season, I got two boys of my own. One was born last year, one born this year. They're not going to remember these games. And they certainly, maybe gratefully, don't know what a 21-year span of irrelevancy feels like. To see the individual greatness of Ichiro and Felix squandered, to watch the potential frustrated among the litany of Ackleys and Monteros and Smokes, to endure through seasons of Bedards and Figgins and old Griffey. Right, so today, as the Mariners look to clinch a playoff berth for the first time since I was in middle school, it's not the elation of a 33-year-old getting to feel like a kid again that gives me this meaning, right? It's the joy of growing roots. Go Mariners.
That was well said,
Aaron,
right there.
Can I be fully transparent? So, Aaron, I saw the name Aaron in Tacoma, and I was like, is that Aaron? Aaron's one of my childhood friends.
Really?
Hi, Aaron. So Aaron is someone I've referenced. Aaron, I don't think you know this. I've referenced Aaron multiple times on air because he, to me, is like the epitome of diehard Mariners fan who also emphasizes what this drought has meant to people and also how long it spanned. Because we were kids. We started middle school at the same time. We were kids. And now he's married, shout out Haley, married and has two beautiful kids. And it's just, it's wild. It's wild to think of that kind of time, a whole generation where we went from kids to now this guy's a father and a husband. And, it's just, Aaron, I think you summarized the pain and also the excitement and emotion that so many Mariners fans are feeling today. All right.
Thank you much. Go Mariners. We're going to do it. We're going to the glory land.
Bye, Aaron. All right, let's go to Dustin in Lakewood. Dustin on line six, what's this moment mean to you?
Hey, what's up, Bumstace?
What up?
I just really got to say, I went there in 2001 when I was 21, and there's nothing like, if you love baseball and you go into that ballpark and you feel that electricity of postseason, everybody else is done playing the regular games, and it's just, it's magic, it's believe, it's everything, refuse to lose. And so for everybody that's a baseball fan for the last 20 years, I'm so excited for them to be able to walk in and feel that for our city and our team. I was there when, you know, Buehner and Harold Reynolds, I knew those guys. We had season tickets. My dad, when I was 8 years old in 88, we went there every day to the Kingdom, and we'd go out back, and I knew these guys personally. So to have that relationship with our city, our players, it's like an extended family. If you really love sports and you love your city, it's just, you know, I'm a fan favorite of J.P. Crawford. And last night, I think that was a big breakthrough for him to come out of. He's been in sort of a slump. You can see it on his face and, his actions. He just – so anyways, yeah, go Mariners. I got my ticket. I bought in on the pre-sale for game two. Hopefully, you know, we'll see him there and we'll sweep or take the series and head on to the ADLs. Let's go.
Hey, I hear you, Dustin. Have fun. Have fun watching this one. Thanks for calling in. I'm breezing through a couple of these because we have so many people on the line. Going to let's pop up that to line one, Curtis, Oscar in Renton. Oscar, what's this moment mean to you, man? How are you feeling?
I have no words other than just I'm excited. It means so much to us as a family. We've been diehard fans since the Kingdom days. I remember very first time that I went to the Kingdom, I think I was like 9-8 years old, and I had the privilege of going and just kind of growing up being a Mariners fan and just being in the background with my dad and my little brother. My little brother has gone to more Mariner games than I can think of. He went when Ichiro broke the record of, you know, single game hits in a season. You know, I went last year to go see King Felix, you know, throw his last pitch. So for us, it's been, you know, just an emotion of roller coaster of emotions, just going through seeing the highs and the lows as Mariner fans, mm-hmm. Just being frustrated with certain games and just certain seasons, but just kind of sticking it through and just, it's like we love to hate them, and now we're just celebrating that they're, you know, making it to the playoffs, and it's something that I've been waiting for. My family, we've been waiting for so long, and my brothers and I were excited. You know, we already got our tickets for next week as well. We went last night, and it was crazy. We were with my wife. We've been taking our kids. My daughter's 5, and my son is 3. We've been taking them since they were itty bitties, and it's their favorite thing to do. So as fans now, as a father, just kind of seeing my kids just jump up and down, seeing the fireworks and just seeing the excitement of how this city is behind the Mariners. I mean, I think as true Mariner fans that we've been doing this for 20 plus years, I don't think there's more excitement right now around the city than this right now. And I joke with my brothers because I tell them, I think I'm more excited about the Mariners making it to the playoffs and being it to the playoffs than I was excited when the Seahawks made it to the Super Bowl.
Oscar, I've seen some people texting that in. Yeah, I've seen some people saying that. It's been a long time coming for a lot of people, and I think you summed up how a lot of other people are feeling as well. Thanks for calling in. Let's go to line four, Roger. Roger, what's this moment mean to you? How are you feeling?
Go Mariners, right? I mean, what a ride so far. I've been a fan since the mid-70s. There was a different Julio played center field back then. And the chant back then, to see it where it's at now, you know, with this star rising that we're going to be able to appreciate for years to come. You know, every year I'm a fan, and it's like so many other fans here that a lot of disappointment over time, you know. And then when you get this year, you were just rocking and rolling, and all of a sudden you get to a slump. It's like, oh, my God, here we go again. But no, we're here. We're going to make it.
Yeah.
We're there finally again. You know, the excitement, the champagne is ready cold. It's going to be busted tonight regardless. It's going to be busted. We're going to celebrate. And it's going to be a hell of a ride the rest of the way. No matter what, it's a hell of a ride, right?
Pop bottles, baby.
Roger, I have a question for you before you go. Now, you said, I'm down for fired up, Roger. Roger, you said you've been a fan since the 70s. So there's been a couple playoff trips and a couple eras for this team since then. Does this one feel different?
Yes.
Why?
You know, back in the 90s, right, when we busted out, I can remember being in the gas stations, right? And the games are on, and you fill up with gas, and there's so many cars that have the radio on, and you can hear the game from so much excitement. And that, it was a heck of a time, right? It was the first time really playing out. This excitement now, I'm so jacked for the new generation that didn't get, you know, see that, to feel that, who are baseball fans, love sports, the hardships, and now they get to appreciate it. I will never forget the run in '90s. I will never forget it. Arthur Rhodes warming up in the bullpen, and I had a couple hot chicks there. I'm sure they're from the Yankee fans. That they kind of shoved me a little pressure down their shirt. You know, they're trying to ride Arthur Rhodes and get his head, and he's, you know, it was crazy. I don't know if they've ever seen that. My brother was jealous, but I wasn't.
You know, but, oh my God!
I'm so excited for the new generation to be able to be a part of this ride. For us, who've been fans forever, you know, whenever you get to the playoffs, I don't know if there's one better than the other one. It's just excitement,
yeah,
you know.
It's just
beautiful, and I'm excited for the fans, the city, the team, the players. I love the dances. I don't know. I'm just overjoyous. I'm just so happy.
I'm happy for you. I'm happy for all of us watching. Have fun, Roger. I liked hearing Roger explain, too. I always like hearing from people who have, like, yes, I've seen different iterations.
Yeah.
Because I might say, oh, this is different. I don't know. I didn't experience it as an adult, and there are some generations I didn't
experience. Roger, me and Roger going
to
kick it.
Yeah, I want to be able to hear from Roger. Like, does this feel different to you? All right, let's go to line two, Lynn in Lacey. Lynn on line two, what's this moment mean to you, and how are you feeling right now?
I am so excited for this. We've been waiting so long. My kids were in middle school in 2001, back in 95. Now I have grandchildren in school. last season, I was watching this team, and I just felt something in my soul. This is the team that's going to take us there, and they're doing it. And not just to the playoffs. We're going to go to the World Series, guys.
Let's
We're
going to
do it. They are amazing. I am a proud grandma. I love the Mariners, and this team is going to make more generations of Mariners fans. I'm just so proud. I can't wait to bawl my eyes out later.
Oh, Lynn, thank you for calling. First of all, Lynn, congratulations on even more additions to your family. But man, this is exactly what I was talking about with the time passing, right? You have friends that have kids, and then their kids have kids, and you're like, oh my God, before you know it, it's been a generation. And I already know, I can tell by Lynn's voice, she's watching this one with her family, and they're going to have a blast. And I know how much this means to her. Let's go to David. David's calling from Alaska. David, line three, what's this moment mean to you?
This is great. I really enjoyed watching on Root Sports. The Atlanta game, last night's game, super. These guys are so energetic and all in and just ready to have fun and get where they need to get. I've been to three games this year. They only won one of the games I went to. Saw them beat the Angels, lose to the Yankees the first game, and then, of course, they won the next two, and then went to Oakland and saw them in Oakland. And it's I've been following you since, remember the Seattle Pilots? I used to listen to them when I was a kid, 1 year.
Wow.
And then when I got the news that Seattle had a new baseball team, I've been following them all along. In 2014, when I got my divorce, I needed something different. So I worked as a security for the Seattle Mariners, and I would drive from Nampa, Idaho, when I'd get off for my radiology job, work during the week, and then weekends head back to Nampa and work. So I followed them forever. And it was really tough living in New Mexico when Randy Johnson and they went to the playoffs, because you weren't able to lock in and hear them until they finally got to the playoffs. And then 21 years ago, it's like, oh man, look at all the games they won. And then they got in the playoffs and they couldn't score.
Yeah.
And so this is great.
Hey, David, when they were,
I was able to take my granddaughter to a game this year, and I've taken my boys over the years forever, and they're fans, and they all live in different states, but they enjoy the Mariners.
Oh, well, I hope you guys are all able to watch this one, or at least a couple of you are able to get together for this one and enjoy it. It's always really cool hearing from people who have watched the entire iteration of this team, because they've seen some really special people come through. And this, I think, feels like kind of a payoff for not just the players, but for some of those longtime fans too. Thanks for calling, David. Let's see. We got a couple more people I want to get to. We got a minute or two here. Let's go to Steve on line one. Steve, what's this moment mean to you? How are you feeling?
Well, I'm excited. And I've got a different perspective. My wife and I got married in 96, so we did a lot of Mariner games, and we were dating and an early marriage before kids. But I've got a son that is a community college baseball player, junior college baseball player here in the area. And to see him and his teammates embrace this, and, you know, people that age don't necessarily sit around the living room a lot. They're always on their tablets or their phone. And he and his teammates are having watch parties, you know, watching the Mariners. They got something going on tonight after practice. They got fall practice going on. And to see this generation, you know, he's 20 years old. He's never seen the Mariners win. And they're just embracing it. It's really exciting.
I got to say, I have a soft spot for the parents and the kids that are enjoying this together, and the parents who went through the drought or who are just excited to see their kids see this team become a playoff team. Like that part always just touches my heart. I got a soft spot for it. So I hope you guys have a blast watching this one. We didn't have time to get to Grady and Dan. You guys were champs for holding on. I got a break. I'm so sorry, you guys. But first of all, I hope both of you have an absolute blast watching this game tonight. And I hope all of you who called in, thank you for calling, have so much fun watching the Mariners tonight potentially make history.
Clinch that thing. Let's go.
All right. So we're going to get to maybe some more Mariners talk. And what I need to know, if you guys have Mariners questions, you can get those sent in to the Mac and Jack's text line, 866-979-3776. We are going to take a very brief hiatus from the Mariners so that we can have Curtis and Bump face off for Lions. Lions, Lions, getting you ready for the Seahawks in week 4. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Alaska Airlines Studio, this is Seattle Sports Station. You're listening to Bump and Stacy,
powered by Kitsap Credit Union.
Lions, 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 Lions.
If I were king of the past, with a whoosh and a whoosh and a royal growl.
Great choice, Curtis. Great choice. It is Lions, 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 the weekly game show that changes every single week based on the Seahawks' upcoming opponent. By the way, it's Football Friday, powered by the Snoqualmie Casino Sportsbook. Let's get this quiz started. Curtis and Bump are going to go back and forth. I have a series of 8 questions. If we need to go to a tiebreaker, I have worked it to where Curtis, back in the studio, the delay won't affect it. So I feel like this
Sweet.
Is a very fair version of the quiz. So here we go. Who wants to go first?
I went first last time, right?
Curtis.
I'll go first this time.
All right, Curtis. Question number one. Hitting you early with a question that required that you listen to something I said during the show. The Lions are the worst team in the red zone, the worst defense in the red zone, allowing a touchdown on what percentage of red zone drives?
God. This could Curtis. Be any number, really.
No. I said it multiple times. Multiple times today.
I am going to say they have allowed a touchdown on 90% of their drives.
He knew that.
Correct. He knew it the whole time.
So dramatic.
He knew it the whole time.
So dramatic.
All for drama. All right, question number two. Bump, the Lions are averaging how many points per game?
31 points per game.
That is correct. All right, Curtis, one. Bump, one. Here we go with question number three. Curtis, there are two key Seahawks defenders, one past and one present, who were formerly Lions. Who are they?
Well, you've got Quandre Diggs.
Correct.
And then, I mean, if we're going past, there are a few. But okay. I would say the most notable is Cliff Averill.
Correct. All right.
I was going to say Julian Peterson.
Yeah, that's what I would have said.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Okay. Bump, the last time the Seahawks faced the Lions in the playoffs, we're talking playoffs, who was the starting running back and quarterback for Seattle?
Oh, in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm. Playoffs?
We're talking playoffs?
Said quarterback and running back?
Starting quarterback, starting running back, the last time the Seahawks played the Lions in the postseason.
Was it Matt Hasselbeck and Sean Alexander?
It was not. It was Russell Wilson and one Thomas Rawls.
What? I thought that was preseason.
I'm also pretty sure that Thomas Rawls rushed for, I'm going to say 178 yards. It was some ridiculous number. I don't know where these numbers come from or why I remember them. Yes.
Day.
He also has the single regular season record of 209 against San Francisco. Whatever. Curtis.
I think Sean Alexander still holds the single game record. But
no, I think it's... Are
Alexander
you sure?
Alexander was like 260 against
the
Raiders.
Okay, then never mind. I take it all back. Yeah. All right. Curtis, a chance to pull ahead here with three if you get it right.
All right.
The Seahawks acquired Quandre Diggs from the Lions as part of a midseason trade. We already know that. But name two other Seahawks who were acquired via midseason trade.
Marshawn Lynch. And then if we're going to go way back, we're going to go Deion Branch.
Wow, not the ones I was expecting, but correct. Other potential,
he already pushed the button
other
before
he did.
He was correct.
Curtis controls the sound, so he's like, and
like,
yes.
Yeah.
Other potential answers, Dwayne Brown or Carlos Dunlap.
All right.
Curtis with 3 points.
Oh,
Bump.
Gosh.
Bump, you really need to get something done here.
I mean, I'm 50% right now.
You got to get this one to keep it going.
Every team will eventually get a chance to play during Thanksgiving, and who doesn't want to? But just two teams play every Thanksgiving. Who are they?
The Lions.
Sure.
Sure.
Yes.
And the Packers.
Is it the Cowboys?
No, it's the Cowboys. Dagnabbit.
Oh. So if Curtis, is it?
It's already over.
It's already over. That's it.
It's already over.
We can keep going though.
Let's keep going because now we have 5 minutes left. Bump.
Wow.
You weren't supposed to lose this soon.
Oh my god!
I didn't prepare for this. This is my 4th and 18 play. No one prepares for 4th and 18. I had 3rd and manageable down.
Goodness gracious!
All right, well, we're gonna keep going. Okay, here we go. God, Bump.
And
Curtis, the Detroit Lions are one of four teams to have never played in a Super Bowl. Not even lost, just never appeared. Name the other three.
The other three are going to be the Houston Texans, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Cleveland Browns.
Correct.
This is so stupid.
Bob, is it stupid? Is it stupid? Or should you have known that the Lions play every single Thanksgiving?
I did know the Lions.
I'm sorry. The Lions and the Cowboys play. Thumbs up. Taylor knows the Cowboys play every single Thanksgiving.
I know it too. I just didn't
Curtis
execute.
Knows. Curtis knows the Cowboys play every single Thanksgiving.
I knew that.
I see Aaron Rodgers all the time
so
on Thanksgiving.
So disappointed. What if it is the Packers? I don't think it's I think it's only two teams.
Well, you probably see Aaron Rodgers all the time on Thanksgiving because he doesn't want to spend it with his own family.
Got him. Okay, Bob, we're going to keep going with some of these. The current Lions quarterback, Jared Goff, was selected first overall by the Rams in 2016. Who was selected second, and out of which school?
I'm learning that I'm not as good as I thought I was at these games. Was it Matthew Stafford out of Georgia?
No, what? What?
I don't know. I'm just associated with the Lions since it's Lions, Lions, Lions.
Bump's so heated. Well, it's Lions, Lions, Lions. So who is the Lions player? No, Goff is the Lions player.
Oh.
Curtis, do you know the answer?
Well,
of course
repeat
he does.
The question.
Current Lions quarterback Jared Goff was selected first overall by the Rams in 2016. Who was selected second?
Oh, that'd be
and out of which school?
Carson Wentz of North Dakota State.
Yes. Bump.
Why?
Why? Why, Curtis? Because the Eagles wanted him. That's why.
And how? Do you sit at home and read everything?
Yes.
And watch every rerun of SportsCenter?
Yeah.
What is going on?
Bump, he literally has like trivia calendars, and every day I have to read him a page from the calendar.
All right, when do you appear on Jeopardy? Is my question.
I would
question.
Love to go on Jeopardy.
Oh, now, we were going to?
That would. What was it, a year ago, Stacey?
Yes.
We had an interview booked with Ken Jennings, not even lying. Like, this was being set up, and he had confirmed. And then at the last minute, Ken Jennings, current host of Jeopardy, chickened out like the coward that
the
he
coward
is.
Ken
I hope he is
Jennings.
Listening because this coward Ken Jennings, who dares show his face every single day on Jeopardy, thinks he can get away with not facing somebody who he knows is going to knock his block off.
Oh my gosh.
Step to me, Ken. You will, you want this.
Anyways,
instead,
so,
you got to whoop bumps, you know, whatever.
Yep, yep. So, I'm taking my frustrations out on you,
no, Bump. That's okay. That's okay. That's okay.
Because
we all know the coward Ken Jennings is too afraid to face off against Curtis on Bump and Stacey. Also, the 360 on the Mac and Jack's text line says, that's an E2. Not knowing the Cowboys play every Thanksgiving? E2.
It is an E2.
Curtis, can we get a ruling? Is it an E2?
Yeah,
it's E2. It's an E2.
It's definitely
not just,
an
it's
E2.
Not just a, it's not just a wrong answer. It's an error.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
for sure.
Okay. That's okay.
I accept.
Bump is the dead horse, and Curtis is just beaten on him mercilessly. The tiebreaker we're not going to do, but it was going to be literally go
back. It
was going
to be stupid, Stacey.
No,
no
it wasn't. No,
do
it wasn't. No, listen to what it was going to be. You were just going to go back and forth naming Lions players until someone couldn't.
That's pretty good.
Lions players.
That's
yeah,
pretty
no,
good.
I swear, because it's no. Past or present, any Lions player.
That would have been fun.
Wow.
Those are the thing. Those ones are harder than you think because you think that you could name, if you were to give me a pen and paper, I could write down 20. But if I were to be put on the spot, I'd be like, Calvin Johnson. And then it's back to you. And you're like, oh God, it's already back. It's already my turn again. What do I do? You start panicking. All right. Well, we're not going to get to that, but, making a mental note maybe to save something like that for next week's quiz. It's what I need to know coming up next. Get your questions into the Mac and Jack's text line. Hopefully nothing about who plays on Thanksgiving. 866-979-3776. Your questions, our answers next.
Live from the Alaska Airlines studio, this is Seattle Sports Station. You're listening to Bump and Stacy.
Powered by Kitsap Credit Union.
It's Football Friday, powered by the Snoqualmie Casino Sportsbook. Taking your questions, all of your questions now for What I Need to Know, brought to you by All Red Heating, Cooling, and Electric. First question in. Oh, by the way, you can send more, 866-979-3776. First question, how are you going to celebrate the Mariners clinching the playoffs after you cry?
After I cry, I'm going to give my wife a big hug. She'll be watching the game with me today. She will not care as much as I care, but I will force her to care as much as I care and go have some beers, man. How
Curtis,
are you going to? I'm
how,
sorry.
How am I going to be celebrating?
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm going to be watching. So I can choose to watch from the press box, but which is nice because you can get work done. But I almost want to be out in the crowd and kind of hear it. So maybe hugging strangers. That's probably gonna inevitably happen out there. What I need to know. This is another one. If the Mariners do clinch tonight, who's going to cry the most between you guys? I'm going to say Curtis.
Curtis for sure.
Yeah, probably me.
I think Curtis on Monday is still going to be weepy and just kind of like you're going to
compose myself enough.
And then it'll be like the open or the first headline, and Curtis will just have to stop for a minute.
All right, guys.
Here we go.
Number one.
What I need to know, does Seattle have four of the best stadiums for sports collectively over other cities? Lumen, T-Mobile, Climate Pledge, and Husky Stadium. You're going to say no?
Nah, Husky Stadium's whack, dude.
Okay, well, I would just like to say, coming from a Coug, wow. But I would also say no. I think that they have spectacular views. Like, from almost all of them, you can see either the water or a mountain or at T-Mobile. It's beautiful. There's the cityscape. But I'm a horrible sellout, but also a classic nostalgic person. So I go for like classic feel, like a Wrigley type thing, mm-hmm. Yankee Stadium type thing, or you already know I'm over there at Allegiant. You already know. I'm like, where's everything automated? You're telling me the entire thing is shiny and new? Yes.
Brand spanking new.
That's what I want. The Tesla of I don't care if it's in the middle of a desert. I don't care. Take me there. Curtis, what do you think? Because you've been to a couple different.
Yeah, all four
they're all
are
beautiful
pretty
views.
Yeah, definitely. I'd put Seattle's up there with some of the best. You mentioned Wrigley, Stacy. I've been to Wrigley. I went there 3 years ago for a Mariners series, actually. Best sports fan experience I've ever had. Like, that is how a baseball game should be viewed, is that atmosphere at Wrigley Field. And, like, it was a random regular season game. I can't imagine what it would have been like for a postseason game, but that is a feeling that I hope to recapture one day going to a sporting event. Like, that was incredible.
From the 206. Now, this can be from a viewership experience or obviously if it's your team, in this case, the Mariners. What I need to know, a walk-off grand slam to win a World Series or a perfect game to win a World Series? So games, let's say it's game seven, too. Let's up the tension. Game seven for the win. Walk-off grand slam or a perfect game?
Walk-off. All day.
Walk-off.
And the thing is, I know that perfect games are so exceptionally rare and the pitching would be filthy and it would be amazing, but there's something about a walk-off grand slam. There's something about dingers.
That's just a drop-the-mic moment right there.
What do you want? Everyone loves home runs, okay? Let's see. What's the over-under on Jared Kelnick to hit a grand slam tonight? I mean, you know what? I am not being negative. I'd love to see the Mariners remain, you know, trying to get a little more consistent with driving in runners and scoring position, driving in runners on bases. So I would take the under now, but I would like to take the over is what I would like.
Taking it over.
Okay, of course.
Living on the wild side.
Of course you
Let's
are.
Let's go.
What I need to know, okay, I got a couple Seahawks ones in here. How is it possible the Seahawks are at the very bottom of the NFL in defensive three and out rate from Ralph?
How is it possible? You get to third down and you don't stop them. No, really, it's third and short. They're in so many third and shorts. And then when it's third and long, we've seen them give up the big one as well. So, I don't know. It's not like this defense, but they have time to fix it.
All right. What I need to know, does Bump even watch Detroit Tigers?
Mean the Lions?
I think you mean the Lions, sir. No. What does it need to know? Does Bump even watch Detroit Tigers football? I think this person's taking the opposite approach.
Yes, I like
every
it,
team,
too.
I know. I like it. Every team from Detroit is the Lions. We had someone texting in the other day when I said, you can win tickets to see the Mariners take on the Lions. And they were like, you
my
guys.
God, what are you doing? How don't you know that?
And again, there goes the witch voice. What I need to know. Let's see. How can we accurately assess the center position when both guards, this is obviously about the Seahawks, when both guards are playing objectively bad? Are they playing objectively bad?
I would say the tackles are playing slightly better than them, yeah. But how do you assess the center position? Because the thing about the center and the guards, they're like attached. You know, they're double teams, they combos or whatnot. It's hard. I'll tell you that. It's hard. It's all about hand placement, and it depends on the run. Is it a gap scheme? Are they pulling? Are they combo blocking? It's all about rhythm, hand placement, and balance.
I would say the offensive line, I usually turn specifically to former linemen because it is one of the hardest position groups to understand. And I think often people don't. Like, often they think, like, oh, that's that person's fault, and it wasn't. I mean, it's easy to see a missed block. It's easy to see, you know, someone completely, like, mess up blatantly. It's a little harder to figure out if someone's, you know, having more nuanced issues. From the 206, favorite Halloween candy?
Favorite Halloween? Oh, Reese's all day.
Yeah, the peanut butter cups.
It's not even close.
Yes.
Let's take that off, because that's everyone's number one. And if it's not your number one, you're just being a contrarian. or you're allergic to peanut butter. I'll allow for that. You can be allergic to peanut butter. And anyone else, though, you're not allowed.
You're not allowed.
Number two, Twix. There's hate for Twix out there, and I don't get it.
I like runts.
What's wrong?
Whoa.
That's even worse.
I like runts.
Whoa.
Chewy runts.
Wow. Runts. I didn't know Bump was born in 1925.
As the person with the most respected palate on this show, I'm going to go
I don't know.
I'm going to go with fun size Snickers. Those are.
Yeah, but everyone's going to say yes to that. Snickers aren't even that great.
Are they fun, though?
What? Snickers aren't even that great.
I don't. If I have a bowl of Halloween candy, Snickers are the untouched ones. It is going
to
be a bowl of Snickers
after a while.
That's
rich of somebody to say that Twix is their second favorite and say Snickers isn't
that great. That's not even controversial.
Wow.
That's not even controversial. I'm ending the show now. Thanks, everyone, for listening. This has been a fun Friday show, Friday edition of Bump and Stacey. We are sending you guys over to Wyman and Bob, who are also live out here at T-Mobile ahead of the Mariners game against the A's. Don't go anywhere. This is Seattle Sports.
Go Mariners!
Should they have let him play?
Well, this is an ugly, this situation is ugly like Bump, but not in this
way.